Now, there's another reason why high self-esteem is vital in selling, and it's simply this, is that there are two major obstacles to closing any sale, and they are both psychological obstacles. Once we've dealt with the material obstacles, the psychological obstacles are the major blocks, and they are these. First of all is the fear of failure. The fear of failure, which is a deep, ingrown, subconscious fear that we all have, the fear of failure in the mind of the customer or the prospect is the greatest single obstacle to purchasing. In other words, the fear that they may be paying too much, the fear they may be buying the wrong product, the fear they may be making a mistake, the fear they may be criticized, the fear that they will be disappointed with the product once they get it, the fear that the service will not be sufficient to sustain the product. The fear of making a mistake, of failing, holds people back more than any other single fear in life. Every one of us has bought something that didn't work out. Every one of us has bought hundreds of things over the course of our adult lifetimes that didn't work out. So we have an inbred, conditioned resistance to buying things because of the possibility they might well work out. We know that that is the case. We also know that the second major fear or obstacle to selling is the fear of rejection on the part of the salesperson. The fear of rejection on the part of the salesperson is the fear that the other person might say no. Now, since 80% of all sales calls end in a no, because people simply do not need the product, do not want it, cannot use it, cannot afford it, or some other reason, if we're in sales and we fear rejection, we've picked an interesting way to make a living. Isn't that true? Because we're going to get a lot of rejection. As a matter of fact, most people cannot stand the rejection that they get in selling. In any sales field, we find that there's one-third of the people in that field are coming into it new each year, one-third are leaving each year, and only one-third stay. There's tremendous turnover in sales, and the greatest dropout in any sales profession is the first 90 days. Because until a person develops competence and confidence and a high self-concept and product knowledge and sufficient resilience to bounce back from the inevitable rejection, they cannot sell successfully. The lack of success lowers the self-concept and lowers the self-concept, and finally people just drop out because they simply can't take the rejection. If there were not for the fear of rejection, we would all be terrific salespeople. If not for the fear of rejection, we'd be outstanding salespeople. As a matter of fact, a study at Columbia University a few years ago concluded that the average salesperson sells approximately 1.5 hours per day, and that the average sales call is not made before 11 a.m. in the morning. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think they put off making that call until 11 a.m.? Well, of course, fear of rejection. Exactly, they fear rejection. And I can prove that this is true. It's very simple. Imagine that your company had hired a marketing research firm. And this marketing research firm had developed a very, very sophisticated way of identifying ideal prospects. And it could give you a computer printout of 50 prospects that would be literally guaranteed 9 out of 10 to buy in a given 24-hour period. And they could give you that list. But the list was so precise that it was only valid from Wednesday midnight to Thursday midnight. And you had this list and you had 24 hours to work on it. Let me ask you a question. If you believed in the quality of this list, what time would you start in the morning? 6 o'clock? You'd start as soon as you possibly could. Would you have time for coffee breaks? Would you have time for lunch? If you could call on people right up to midnight and you just made your last call and it was 11:45 and there was one more person you could call on, would you quit or would you make one more call? In other words, if you had no fear of rejection, if you were guaranteed a high level of success, you would be calling on customers every single waking moment. This is one of the great secrets of success, is that all outstanding salespeople have reached the point where they no longer fear rejection. They've built their self-esteem and their self-concept up to the point where if somebody says no to them, it does not hurt them, it does not put them off, it does not send them dejected back to their office or to their car. Now, there's one other statistic which is very interesting, actually two. It is that 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth closing attempt. In other words, the fifth time that we ask the person to make a buying decision is when 80% of all sales are closed. And again, in a recent study, they found that 48% of all sales calls ended without the salesperson trying to close once. Do you know what we do? We go in and we very enthusiastically tell the person what our product or service is, and we show them our information, we dazzle them with our literature and our footwork, and then we, when the person has been completely overwhelmed with our charm and our enthusiasm and our verbal agility, we then take a deep breath and we sit back and we say, well, what do you think? Isn't that right? Well, what do you think? And you know what they say? Well, I'd like to think it over. I'd like to talk it over with my boss, husband, cousin, uncle, brother, sister, partner, board of directors, banker, accountant, whatever it happens to be. Could you call back on me later? One of the great secrets of success in sales is to understand that people don't think it over. And the instant you walk out of that door, they have forgotten you ever lived. Have you ever gone back to see a person a week later after you thought you had a fantastic conversation and they were thinking it over? Now, we go out and we have the vanity to believe that this person goes home and for 24 hours a day, he just thinks about our product. He just turns it over in his mind. He talks it over with everybody and he goes to sleep at night. The last thing he thinks about is our product. When he wakes up, we walk back in on him a week later and we know that by this time, he is so keen to see us and to buy our product and he can't even remember our name. He doesn't remember who we are or what we sell or anything. You ever had this happen? You left all your best information there? People don't think it over. When they say to you, let me think it over, what you have done is you've just simply ended the interview and you've, if you like, ended your possibility of selling.